Proclamation number 0349 of 27th of March, 1938. Mystery of the Incarnation. God's grace and power. My dear child, an overpowering thought underlies the mystery of the Incarnation. The Lord cannot make all his deepest teachings known to you, since the nature of man does not have the necessary powers of comprehension that are indispensable for understanding. Mankind is dominated by the one thought that the beings of the universe would be lost for time and eternity without the embodiment of the Son of God on earth. And this thought may well be pure truth, but it does not exhaustively reflect how far the Savior's love has sacrificed itself for mankind through this incarnation. There is no possibility of comparison which would allow you to approximately recognize which power was transmitted through this divine work of love to the whole universe, to all beings, especially to the children on earth and their souls. Grace was bestowed upon each soul to such an extent that man, if he makes use of it, can form himself into a godlike being. Because the love that dwells in God then takes possession of every human heart. It causes perfect beings to develop out of love, and God the Lord himself has opened the gates to all this through the incarnation. He paved the way to eternal bliss for the earthly children. He redeemed them from eternal death. But this eternal life lies in your hand. As you create it for yourselves on earth, so it will one day await you. The foundation stone was laid by the Lord himself, on which you can build the eternal kingdom yourselves. But remain immediately aware of how dearly the Father loves you, that he sacrificed himself for you and to save you from eternal damnation and thus has accomplished the greatest work of love for you. And seeks in this awareness to become worthy of this love, so that the Lord may become a true redeemer from eternal death for each one of you and you may thank him until all eternity. Amen.